it'd be good if we could spend a few minutes talking about Facebook and what's happening these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you seen the movie yet?
I'm embarrassed to tell you that I've been so busy with the launch, I haven't had a chance. As soon as the launch is over, I'm going to go out and watch it.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Hi, this is James Schramko. Today on the line, I have Robert Grant, and he is one half of the crowd conversion team. How are you, Robert?
Awesome. Good to be with you, James.
Now, you're the front of this team, I think. You're the out there, the spokesperson, the creative. And I know your other partner, Ian, is sort of like the mad genius behind the scenes putting together amazing content. Is that how it works?
Pretty much. So he's the brains and I'm the looks.
Sure, I'm sure he won't be listening to this podcast at all. Now, I thought it'd be good to get you on the line. I've just recently watched Social Network, which is a movie about Facebook. And, well, in fact, it was probably a lot more than about Facebook, but it really was inspiring, I think. And it just reminded me again that you guys are pretty much the experts on Facebook and social media. And I just thought it'd be good if we could spend a few minutes talking about Facebook and what's happening these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you seen the movie yet?
I'm embarrassed to tell you that I've been so busy with the launch, I haven't had a chance. As soon as the launch is over, I'm going to go out and watch it.
Yeah, well, I think one of the things is it's more than likely going to drive people into Facebook again, you know, seeing where it came from. But one of the things that really impressed me was how much it's changed. So I guess the first question I've got for you is, what sort of changes have you seen happening on Facebook in the last few months? And where do you think it's going?
Well, the first thing is there's been three massive changes. And one of them is suddenly, like, people have woken up over the last few months and they started to adopt fan pages. And more people are jumping on there. And there was an announcement by Facebook, which is, most people don't realize what an enormous game changer this is. That's the integration with PayPal and integration with the Visa network, which basically means now that you're going to be able to start doing commerce on the site. And, you know, prior to that, people would have to go leave the site, or they'd have to, you know, install one of these annoying applications, and there was trust issues and all that kind of stuff. So that's the first, and that's a real, real biggie. The second is the introduction of Facebook Places. And I don't know, you know, if people are familiar so much with Foursquare, but we were doing a lot of, we did a joint venture with a guy called Dan Hollings, who's a mobile marketing expert. And he started introducing some of the things that are able to be done through mobile. And I was floored when he started sharing what he'd been doing. And then all of a sudden, overnight, Facebook introduced Facebook Places, which they've just gone literally just in the last few days, that they've gone and introduced the ability to start rewarding people, businesses to go and start rewarding people, you know, for going and interacting with their brands, going and visiting their restaurants, shops, and all that kind of stuff. And just having seen what's happening on Foursquare and the, you know, the potential there, and they're like a small fish compared to Facebook, just of a few million. And the explosion that is happening and is in the process of happening and is going to continue to happen is going to change the face of the way that we do business completely forever. And one of the things which is pretty incredible over the last few months, I think it was in March, and in March, Facebook announced that they were going to roll out their like buttons all over the internet. And nobody quite understood, you know, who gives a damn, what's the difference between that and, you know, share on Facebook. It just seems like the change of a name. They announced that they were going to unleash over a billion like buttons all over the internet. And the consequence of it was staggering. And the people who felt it the most is Google. Because in that short space of time, those like buttons now are responsible for Facebook now referring more traffic than Google. So we're seeing an enormous shift. And the shift is that we are now in the old days, let's say that somebody wanted to go and search, they wanted to find something out, they'd go onto Google and, you know, whatever comes into their mind or whatever they're focused on at the time, they'd go and they'd search for. Now, what's happening is that, you know, links referring people to websites are coming from their friends and they're coming from fan pages. And that now has become the biggest driver, and that's affecting buying behavior in a way that has never, ever been seen before. Because you're now essentially everywhere that you go and surf on the internet, you're able to go and bring your Facebook friends into that experience, be it a good experience or a bad experience. And every time somebody clicks that like button, it gets shared with all of their friends. And the average person on Facebook has got 130 friends. And, you know, friends usually hang out with people of similar interests. Gardeners usually know gardeners, you know, marketers know marketers, and so on and so forth. So the traffic that people are getting back from clicking that like button when they put it strategically on the website is usually qualified traffic, and it's endorsed traffic. And, you know, traditionally, I remember in the old days, the famous marketer Jay Abraham, he always used to go on about how everybody should have a word of mouth policy, some way to go and reward people, you know, for going and sharing with their friends. So you're coming with an endorsement, and second of all, that you're getting qualified traffic. And there was a pretty amazing survey that was done pretty recently that found 79% of the people who were surveyed, and it was a pretty big survey, said that they were heavily influenced by their friends in social networks and their opinions about products and brands and so on and so forth. So that, you know, has scared the life out of Google. It really has, and it's really changed the face of the internet. Because now that you can't, you know, there's a huge transparency. It used to be, you know, if you upset somebody or you did good with somebody, you know, who's really going to find out? Maybe they'll go home and tell one of their friends or their mum or their family or something like that. Today, at the click of a button, they're able to basically tell a huge amount of people about you. And if you're sharing good content or good products and good services, that has the ability to go and spread. And if it's done right, it can spread like absolute wildfire, driving an enormous amount of endorsed traffic back to your website. You want me to carry on?
That's fantastic. So can you, just while we're on this like button, I've seen this Facebook Connect thing on a lot of product launch pages and blogs lately. Is that similar?
Basically what that enables you to do, I mean, that requires a slightly more savvy person technically, but when I saw it, I started doing backflips. Because, you know, in the old days that we would hope to get an email, you know, maybe a name. You know, these days so many people are just taking the email and not the name when they go and get somebody into their marketing funnel. Let's give them a freebie, we'll get their email address on, and then we've got the ability to go and connect with them and build a relationship. So now, using the connecting with Facebook, what that does is gives you the ability to now pull that person's entire profile information. You can find out, you know, who their friends are, depending on their privacy settings, which most people don't ever change, by the way. And you're able to get their entire profile, which means that you can start doing laser-targeted marketing to people. So no longer, you know, you can do campaigns whereby you're talking to specifically to women, or let's say that, I don't know, let's say that you can go and find people who've got a movie. So you could go and segment your database and say, hey, if you like Think and Grow Rich, you're going to like this. And those kind of messages are the messages that grab people's attention rather than some, you know, generic looking, you know, email that's gone out to half the universe. So that makes all the difference, which is huge. And anybody who understands what that is, I mean, people have paid, you know, it's traditionally called data mining, I guess, to get information like that. People would pay a fortune, and it was impossible to know who somebody was influenced by and all of that kind of stuff. Now you're getting the ability to understand a person. You've got their whole life, access literally to everything about them, which makes marketing to them 1,000 times easier. It's a marketer's basically dream.
Yeah, this is the same sort of information that that I'm hearing from people who do Facebook advertising. They say that it's so specific that you can target the message exactly to the audience. So we've just talked about like buttons, fan pages, and places. Were they the big shifts? Were there any other ones? As if that wasn't enough.
I'll tell you what the biggie is. the biggest shift is the integration of, you know, people look at fan pages and think, oh, it's all about fan pages, or they are email marketers, or, you know, they're mobile marketers. I think the biggest shift is people moving into an integration of email marketing, also mobile marketing, but primarily also integrating the fan base. And the reason why it's so powerful is because Facebook is forcing us to start marketing to crowds. And, you know, it's a minus for people who are doing it the wrong way. And I think it's going to smash a lot of people to pieces over the next years if they don't sort of, you know, start changing their approach. But I think it's forcing us to go and interact with people in a much more natural way. On an email list, it's a very, very unnatural way to go and communicate with people. One person blasting out a message to many, many people, and, you know, maybe they'll email you back, but you're not speaking to other people. But when you integrate your fan page, and we've just seen results that have blown my mind away, just even on the launch that we're in the middle of right now, because when you start targeting people on the fan page, if you play your cards right and you incentivize them in the right way and engage them, you start bringing in their friends. Now, it becomes extremely powerful because, you know, all of us have got one or two people that we pay close attention to, especially in the business world. Let's say, for example, I don't know, Ian, who's my business partner. The second I see him joining a business page, I'm going to follow him straight away. If he tells me there's a great, you know, computer program to use, I'm going to pay attention in 2 seconds. And what happens when somebody goes and joins your page? Once again, Facebook tells their friends. And the most likely person to pay attention to that, you know, when Facebook says, hey, you know, James has gone and joined such and such's page, James has gone and joined Ed Dell's page. An example would be, I follow you pretty closely, okay? So if I see that you've joined Ed Dell's page, chances are is that I'm going to go and join too, quickly. Now, the people who are going to join and follow suit are going to be the people that will follow you the most and will sort of listen and pay attention to your buying decisions the most. What does that mean? Well, that means that if I end up on an email list with you, I'm now not an individual person that's just totally disconnected. We've now got a crowd of people. Let's say Ian, my business partner, joins as well, and then that starts to spark something off. Then afterwards, if I'm incentivized to go and share and talk about, you know, my experience with the product or the service, I'm going to start having a ripple effect, and you're going to get an endorsement, and very quickly that you can go and start a movement of people, you know, buying a product or buying a service. I guess kind of the closest environment that you could, you know, that you would say is pretty similar with very, very similar results would be in school. So in school, you know, everybody, let's say a couple of kids, there's the cool kids in the school, everybody goes and follows them, and they walk in wearing, you know, a certain kind of jacket. And, you know, very, very quickly, news spreads like wildfire. You know, this one's doing this, that one's doing that. And then suddenly everybody's wearing the same kind of jacket or the same kind of tennis shoes at school.
Yep.
And when it's done rightly, that you're able to start doing that on, you know, as a result of using the fan page. But this is where it becomes incredibly powerful. And we've just seen this now, and it's blown our minds away how much, you know, how powerful this is. That's integrating. So you've got a like button where people are able to go join your page from an external website. And by the way, 150 million people per month are now integrating with Facebook from external websites from these plugins. So you can embed your fan page on your blog or your website, and you can start capturing people there, which gives you the ability as a marketer to broadcast to them in their newsfeed on Facebook every day. The amazing thing is that if you get a crowd of people together, okay, they've come and they've joined your fan pages, etc., you know, when they start to comment, all of their friends start to see as well. And if you're in the middle of a product launch or something like that, it's incredibly powerful. So you've got, A, you've got the Facebook comments plugin, and you're getting people to comment. You know, so that, what does that mean? So that there's three things here, okay? So we've got the fan page. A, we're drawing people into our fan page. B, we're embedding our fan page on an external website, on our website or our blog. And C, we've got the Facebook comments plugin as well. What does that mean? That means that when somebody comes and lands on my website, instead of it being like this empty restaurant, you know, that looks a little bit creepy to go inside, straight away when you arrive at that website, you see faces. I remember when I was a kid, And I used to work in the market stall. And the market stall owner used to hire people just to stand around his stall. Because, you know, it's implied that there's interest and that creates buzz and it creates, you know, this sense of desirability. And on Facebook, when you've got that comments plugin, first of all, everybody sees the comments. It's not like the old, the old plugins that we used to have on a blog where people could comment. They had to leave their email address. It's a little bit, I don't know if I want to give my email address to this person. Most people are logged into Facebook. They log in 4 times a day. They spend 55 minutes on the site. They arrive on your website. And, you know, many of them are already logged in. So it's easy for them to leave a comment. They leave a comment and then you start to see a whole bunch of faces. So it looks like a place where there's a load of buzz. And it's implied that you've got kind of a credibility and a trust factor because all these people are there. Now, if you've got a bunch of positive comments, that's obviously going to create even more trust. But guess what? If people start to see their friends' faces and great comments, it's game, set, and match. And what we've started to see is, you know, increase in our open rates on our emails by double. We've started to see click-through rates in the high 60% range. And, you know, for most people, that's just unheard of. And I'm not talking about, raw open. Somebody opens an email 3 times and that's counted. I'm talking unique people opening the emails. So when you've got an all-round strategy and you're incorporating your Facebook comments plugin, you're incorporating a fan page strategy, you've got an email strategy as well, you're communicating with people from the fan page, you're hitting them in their news feeds where they're spending every day 55 minutes a day, you know, they can't forget about you, quite simply. And when they see activity happening and the conversations are now being generated by their friends, it's just crazy the results that you can get if you go and do this right. But most people do it horribly wrong.
Well, okay, something that then let's just probe a little bit on these things. You're talking about putting some type of widget on your blog that connects with your fan page. Is that right?
Correct.
And one of my concerns with doing that before, and this was before Facebook sort of went so broad into, you know, other people's sites with their like buttons and, their billion like button plan. One of my concerns was that people coming to my site would sort of bleed off into Facebook and then disappear into the abyss. Can it hurt? Is there a reason when you shouldn't put it? Is it something that should be on every site?
Okay. So first of all, that you can do some cheeky things and you can have a like button. They call it a like box, and there's a certain kind of like button that basically, if you like, subscribes them to your page, which means that you won't lose them going off onto Facebook. So straight away that you can do that. And if you embed it there, they will also see how many fans that you've got on your page. So you've got instant social proof.
Gotcha.
If you want to embed, you know, the whole fan page, basically where they can see kind of like, it's like a strip, if you like, a rectangle,
yep,
where they see all the content that you've shared there, I wouldn't advise sticking, you know, that needs to be strategically put into certain places. Now, one example of the place where I've used that kind of thing is on what's called an exit pop. And when somebody goes, let's say they go to leave your site, one of the things that you can do is just say, hey, you know, I didn't get the chance. Obviously, you know, we haven't built a relationship yet, and I don't blame you for not wanting to give your email yet. Let me go and give you, you know, the first 10 minutes of our video for free. And just next to that place, I'll just go and stick the fan box there so that they can go see all the people on my fan page, and they can see the content, they can interact, and they can jump off onto Facebook. Because at the end of the day, if you're not going to get their email address, then you might as well at least get them on the fan page. And they get a chance to go and browse through your posts and that kind of stuff, get to know you. So, yeah, there definitely is there's definitely a strategy to go and putting it into strategic places, because some places where people put it, it's just a stupid leak in the funnel, meaning that you're going to lose people off in a place where you want them to take one action. And other places, you know, it's not going to hurt you at all. If they go and click the regular like button, which is not to subscribe into your fan page, then, you know, you've lost absolutely nothing. All that does basically is that it goes and shares with their friends a link to your website or your blog post, whatever it is, so that they can come back. And to not have that there is pretty much, you know, throwing the ability to have free traffic down the toilet. So is a strategy to it.
I love the FB like buttons. it's a great tool on every blog that we do. And now with anything launch related, we're putting that connect thing. I just want to on a related topic here, you know, do you think there's a risk that some people have become or will become too dependent on Facebook? And I say that because A, it's obviously very, very powerful. B, there's no way to avoid it the way that they're going. And C, the big thing that we've just heard is that they tend to come out with massive changes. Is there a chance that they could demolish someone's business, much like eBay did once when they decided that people must have physical products, no more digital downloads?
There is a danger. And at the same time, you know, it's like it's got to a place right now. They've got 5.4 billion people subscribed to fan pages, to business pages. And there's no choice but to, it's like, you know, a marketer pretty much who wants to go and do an internet marketing until now couldn't ignore Google, whether they liked it or whether they didn't. And could Google, you know, slap them, which has been happening a lot? Definitely yes. So what we recommend very, very strongly, get people on your own email list. You know, start building up an email list, start building up a list of mobile numbers as well, where you can communicate with people via SMS. So that, you know, if they ever do something or they decide to ban someone's account, then at least, you know, you're protected. But at the same time, not to have a presence there is literally flushing money down the toilet. And look, I'll tell you that we have seen people, you know, lose their account or suffer at the heavy hand of Facebook. I mean, thankfully, they managed to go get their accounts back, but they were smart enough to follow our advice. And we said, hey, look, build yourself using your fan base. Go and get them onto your email list, start getting them to your events, to your webinars, your teleseminars, start giving them free videos, and then make sure that you have them in a place where you can go and communicate with them on your own terms. And that way, you know, you're protected. And there's certain precautions that you can take. You know, let's say that you've got a fan page, make sure that you're not the only admin, so that if you get your account banned, then, you know, at least somebody's going to be there to go and hold the fort for you, and you won't lose everything that you've gone and built. So there's smart precautions that you can take.
That's a great idea, second admin. And, I mean, I've noticed even in your case, you still drive people away from Facebook onto dedicated landing pages when you want to build a list. So the message I'm getting is you definitely have to participate in it. You should definitely know the rules, and you should have the latest strategies. But more importantly, combine it and integrate it with traditional marketing techniques such as list building and getting them to participate in other parts of your sales funnel that aren't necessarily hosted by Facebook, right?
Definitely.
Okay, a couple of other things. If someone's listening to this call right now and they've just heard all of this, what are some of the most simple steps that people could do right now to get into Facebook and start taking advantage of it? Just one or two tips that someone could do if they're not doing it, based on your experience on the things that people get so wrong.
Okay, so the first thing is to kind of get an education and understand the mindset and kind of the rules of the game in this environment, because the people who get it the most horribly wrong are usually marketers, because they're used to dealing with one-way communication on an email list, and it doesn't really matter what they communicate with that person. So the first thing is as well to understand that people are not going on Facebook initially to go and buy something. So it's kind of interruption marketing. So the first thing that you're there to do, and pretty much this is the rule, and if you follow this rule, you'll be successful and the rest will be detail. It's you're there to go and add value to people, to find out, you know, their problems and offer them solutions to their problems, start a fan page and, you know, build a landing page on that, build a landing tab on that fan page, offer people an incentive. You see, this is the big thing that most people get wrong. No one wants to become, you know, a fan of a page just for no reason, because essentially they're giving you permission to go and start, you know, putting your message in front of their face every day. So you need to incentivize people to do so and tell them, hey, join my community and I'm going to give you X, Y, and Z. Give them an incentive. So set yourself up with a fan page. I mean, it takes about, 4 minutes to go set it up. Then you want to get yourself a custom landing tab, which needs to be designed in a very specific way. And then start sharing good content on the page. And, you know, my advice to most people is, at the beginning, give away everything that you have. And most people look at me and they think, what the hell am I on saying that? Well, it's like this, is that if you build a community of raving fans, and it's really not hard to do. I'm talking about, you know, just solving people's problems. And it doesn't have to be that you are the one who's generating all the content. You know, Facebook allows us now, it's pretty crazy when you think about it, we're allowed to go and share content from all over the net. You know, maybe 10 years ago, that would have been called plagiarism and breach of copyright, and people would get sued. Now you're allowed to go and take a YouTube video, cut and paste, and you can go literally go share that on the page. So you can share other people's content to solve everybody's problems. And, you know, you make sure that you put your face out a little bit as well. And you want to gather yourself a small following. It does not need to be big, of people who really love you because you have shared great stuff with them and solved their problems. Ask them questions. What's your biggest problem? Go off and then find something that will be a solution. They will love you for it. And then when they love you for it, then they'll start sharing your content and commenting on your content with their friends. And once their friends see them commenting on the stuff that you're sharing on your fan page, you're going to start spreading. Once you have that small community of people who really like you, and I don't even care if it's 20. In fact, I'll tell you one thing, that the biggest campaigns that I have seen so far have started off with a core group of about 20 to 30 people who all took action at the same time. So you really, really just empower their lives, you know, solve their problems, acknowledge them, make them feel good about themselves, and then you say, hey, listen, I want to ask you a small favor. Would you help me share the word, spread the word? I'm going to be doing something on such and such date, and I'm going to be giving away some great content. Do me a favor, if there's anybody that you know, help me to go spread the word and share this stuff. And they will, if you go and add value to them. That's how I built my network up to 297,000 people in the space of just a little bit over a year, focusing on adding massive value at the beginning. You do it for a couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. So you build your fan page. You've got your landing tab. It tells them why they should join your community. Share some great content with them. And then once you're doing so, ask them to go help you spread the word. And then from there, you can go drive them back into your, you know, email capture page, and you give people some value and then build a relationship with them and sell to them. Or, you know, there's a number of things that you can do. You can get them on your fan page, and then every so often you can make them an offer. You could go and create Facebook events, and you could start doing webinars and teleseminars, and you can give people great value. And then from there, if you go and give them enough value, then they're going to buy from you. And the trick is this: give them incomplete but useful information. So information that they can do something with, but there's always more. So you don't give away everything. Look, first stage is you give away everything, because you want to build your core group of what I call evangelists, people that love you and want to share your stuff. Once you've built that core group, so now you're going to be giving away tips, you know, great tips to people, but all the time they must know that there's more. And pretty much when you do that, I know that I'm simplifying things here, and there's a lot more to it, but that's kind of the overview of the strategy that you need to go and take. And then this stuff can really, really get powerful for you and explode.
That's awesome stuff. So just to summarize that, really good content. Focused group of people who you can solve a problem, doesn't have to be big, but just do a really good job of it, give them amazing stuff, and then ask them to help you out. So you've been really generous with your time. I know you've got plenty on, and I've kept you for a while. Just one thing in closing: if I was already an experienced internet marketer, and that's a core group of my listeners, and they probably already have a fan page, they probably already have a name squeeze on the fan page, they've probably got analytics installed, they've probably backed up their database on Facebook, they may even be running Facebook ads. What can those people do to take it up a notch?
The biggest thing, we called our whole course crowd conversion. And the reason that we called it that is because of the focus on the crowd. And most people think that, you know, chucking up a fan page is a strategy, and it's no more of a strategy than having a website. You know, it's laughable for anybody to think that having a website, suddenly, you know, 50,000 customers are going to start banging at our door. Using Facebook ads and generally sort of with fan page strategy, the focus needs to be on the crowd. And there's a specific way that you can start engaging crowds and pulling them in. And the biggest focus when you're pulling in a crowd is thinking about, why would people want to go share my stuff? What kind of content do I need to put on my fan page? But the most important thing is knowing who to engage on Facebook. Because the people that you have in your network, the first thing is this. On Facebook, news travels and spreads like wildfire, and like attracts like. So the first mistake that people make is to go for numbers. So at the beginning is not to go for numbers. So many people are wondering, why is my fan page dead? And the mistake they make at the beginning is to try and get tons of traffic. Here's the biggest key. Remember I said before that, you know, we want to go build up our group of a small group, even if it's 20 people that are like really, really evangelists and they love us to pieces. No matter what you're doing, whether you're doing Facebook ads or whether you're going for free traffic on Facebook, it doesn't really matter. The most important thing that you can do is to get targeted traffic. That means, you know, one of the biggest mistakes that people make, let's say that you've got an offer which is a dating offer. You don't want to target everybody who's single, because when you speak the language of everybody, you talk to no one. I liken it to kind of being in a train station. And if somebody goes, hey, I've got a message for the world, you're going to probably walk past. They say, I've got a message for men. If you're a man, maybe you'll pay attention. If they say, I've got a message for everybody who's on James Schramko's internet email list, suddenly you're going to turn around and think, what the hell? That message is for me. So the most important thing is targeting and thinking about exactly who it is that you want to be on your page, because like is going to attract like. And think about the kind of content that is going to attract influential people to you as well. There's a whole bunch of strategies with that, but that go along with that, identifying who the key influencers are. But if you're doing Facebook ads, you really need to think, you don't want to talk to the whole world. You want to talk to specific people with specific interests. Let's say somebody likes, I don't know, instead of marketing to everybody who's into personal development, you'd want to think about, you know, what's the kind of interest that these guys are going to have on their profiles that's going to turn their heads? Let's say they're into Think and Grow Rich, for example. Let's say they're into personal development and that kind of thing. So instead of just going for everybody in the whole world and hoping that everybody wants this motivational message, you want to go and target specific people. The second biggest thing is that you want to go for buyers. And this is this big mistake that people don't make. When you're going and doing ads, or when you're going and adding people using free traffic on Facebook, there are pools of traffic that are existing on Facebook right now of people who've already gone and taken out their wallets and they've purchased, you know, different things. So one of the examples that I give is, let's say that we give an example in one of our training videos. So let's say that you're in the personal development space. Now, in the personal development space is pretty much very famous for having a whole bunch of freeloaders, okay? So there's loads of people who are like happy, clappy and into meditation, all kinds of stuff like that. But all they want to do is just get free info. Those guys are going to be useless to you as a marketer. So one of the first things that you might want to do is go over, for example, onto Amazon. And go and look for a best-selling book, which is in your particular market. Then you want to go onto Facebook and find fan pages or groups, etc., devoted to that specific book. And what's the reason why? Because most people who join a page which is devoted to a book have gone and put their hands in their wallets and they've demonstrated that they are willing to go and spend money to go and get that particular information, product, or service. So the likelihood is if somebody spent once, they're probably going to spend again for a similar product. So you want to start targeting people who have interests in their profiles, or they've joined groups and fan pages, which is based around buying behavior. And if you do that, you're going to start to attract a different quality of customer or potential customer to your fan pages or through your ads and all that kind of stuff. And you need to be laser targeted. So, for example, I don't know if you've read the book The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People by Stephen Covey. If somebody goes and targets an ad specifically to you and says, hey, if you enjoyed this book, you'll probably like this, it's going to probably turn your head, or at least it's going to turn a hell of a lot more heads than if you're going, hey, make your life better. You know, no one's going to pay attention to that. It's just a bland message that has no specific, you know, it doesn't really pack a punch and it doesn't talk to me. It needs to talk to people's specific interests and you want to go after people who've expressed, you know, there's certain behaviors that are buying behaviors. There's certain books that people have in their profiles that are books that they've purchased because they're interested enough to go and spend money on certain information. And you can go through different products and pages and all that kinds of stuff. And Facebook lets you do some pretty wicked stuff, in fact, that enables you to go and target people, you know, in your competition that most people don't understand how to do. But again, so just to summarize, it's like go for people who've expressed buying behavior and think about the kind of people that you want on your page. What image do you need to portray when you're communicating with those people? And yes, you do need to be a lot more social. At the same time, what behavior is expected of you? You don't need to pretend to be an expert if you're not. But one thing that you must become if you want to be successful is you must know where the best place is to get information that solves your prospects' and potential customers' problems. If you're seen to be a wellspring of that information, when you go and advise them to do something, they will listen to you.
That is golden advice.
I hope that was useful.
Yeah, I think you're like the easiest guy in the world to interview because you just like get you up with that question and away you go. I've run out of paper to take notes here. So what I'm going to do, I'll wrap it up because I know you've got a tremendous amount of stuff to do. You're somewhere through a launch of your latest crowd conversion course. Is this the second or the third time?
This is the third time.
Third time.
We've updated all.
I know you're the benchmark in the industry for training on this topic of social media and moving crowds to take action. Well done. It's a great achievement. I'm going to set up a special link as well for people who I'm sending along to recommend that you check it out. I've set up crowdconvert.com, a nice punchy short version of it. You're certainly welcome to go and check it out. And thanks so much, Robert Grant, for your interesting content. And I'll be summarizing this for people with the podcast and getting it out there. I think this is tremendous information. And social media marketing done correctly can be extraordinarily profitable. So well done and thanks.
Thank you, James. It's been a pleasure.
Discover how to build your business super fast. Check out superfastbusiness.com.